Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to be talking about an escape room that I went for one of my friends' birthday. It was my first time doing an escape room. The only time I've seen an escape room was the escape room movies. I've seen both. And those were horror movies. Basically, spoiler if you've never seen them, this is like an escape room gone wrong. What if they put these five people in an escape room and basically kill them off, and their hopes is to kill everybody, but there are some survivors. So that's the only experience of an escape room that I've had before going to this, which is not really an experience, it's just watching two movies. But yeah, overall, let me get into the review. So we went to an escape room, and like I said before, this was my very first escape room that I've ever been to in my entire life. And that escape room, like, as if you didn't know, like, there's different escape room companies, and the escape room company that we went to is the Escape Game. And this company has many locations in Canada, in the USA, and other places in the world. They have 5 stars. Overall, the people that work there are super nice, super friendly. So the Pacific Escape Room that we did at the Escape Game was the Hoist, and pretty much the premise, spoiler alert, is that there was a guy that sold an expensive painting, and you're trying to get it back and return it. And if you haven't went to an escape room like myself, you have 60 minutes. In any escape room that you do, you have an hour to complete it. If you complete it, you get a reward. If you don't, you don't get a reward. Basic stuff. So in this Pacific escape room, not including like where you hear what happened and the whole backstory, it had 2.5 rooms. And you pretty much have to be very, in my opinion, very good at clues, riddles, puzzles. You're using a lot of your left brain. If you're a left brain person, you're using a lot of your left brain. I personally am a right brained, which means I'm more of creative, more of an artistic person, more in that side. I'm not a left brain person, which is more logical, more would be great at this, you know, more better with escape rooms. So I did this. This was my first experience. We had a group of 9. And what I've heard, like, with escape rooms, it's better to have a bigger party to be able to finish the escape room and get everything done than to have a smaller group and not be able to complete everything. So we had a, spoiler alert, we had a big group, a group of 9, and we finished it. The birthday girl, my friend, like, she literally, in the escape game, she's done everything, like, all the different escape rooms. This was, the Hoist was the only one she did not pass, because she did it. It was a group of, I think, 2 or 3 of them.
But this one, because we had a big group, we all passed. And I'll let you know what you get when you win the escape room in a bit. So we found out, you literally have to, like, look everywhere, pay attention very, you have to be really good at looking through details, different things, like, look all over the room. But remember, don't tug things too hard, don't be pulling things too hard, because if, like the old saying, you break it, you buy it. If you break anything in there, you'll have to pay for it. So don't pull anything too hard. If one small tug, it doesn't move, don't keep pulling at it, because again, if you break it, you buy it, and you don't know how much that costs. So
overall, like, again, like I said, I'm not left-brained, I'm right-brained, you know, and I'm not really good at riddles or puzzles and stuff like that, but I did help with some of the puzzles and some of the clues. When you do an escape room, everybody's assigned a task, and me, I was, like, the cheerleader, the emotional support person. Like, if people were frustrated, it helped calm them down, which is very helpful when you're doing something like an escape room, when things can be stressful. But the difference between an escape room in real life and the movie, you're stressed and you could die. Here, you're just stressed, and then someone calming you down, you won't end up dying.
So we found out, a replica of the painting the first time, spoiler alert, and then he made a fake one, but then you have to find the real one, and we eventually found the real one, and we won. I think we had like 15 minutes done, and a little bit to tell you about our Pacific escape room, the hoist. The game guy told us, like, we have unlimited amount of clues, so we can ask him a lot of clues, which I feel like not all the escape rooms are like that, which was really cool. But
again, my friend who we were like, you should apply here and work here because you are know everything that's going on. She was like, I did this before. Like, I basically almost finished it, but we had a small group. And she was our guide and helped us and gave us clues and everything. And that's how we did everything. And so we escaped. We got the actual painting. We took our picture. Connor and G did a really good job. G was the front desk, and then Connor was the actual guide. They did a phenomenal job in general. And then when you win, you get a card that says, I escape room, and it has a card. And all the restaurants around the escape room, around the escape game, you get like a person, I think it's 15 to 30, I forget specifically, and it doesn't expire until you use it. So you can use it one time, and then once you use it, it's no longer valid, but it's not an expiration date. Like, you have to use it the day that you do the escape room. So you can pick any restaurant around and give them the card. They give you a percentage off of your meal. So that's a really good perk, you know, if you win the escape room. For me personally, I still have my card because we did the escape room because we're night owls at 9 p.m. So a day when I'm back. I can go back there. I will use that card. But overall, it was a fun experience with friends. We all had a great time. I, by myself, again, since I'm right brain, I wouldn't do it by myself. A, I wouldn't pass because I'm horrible and I would need so much help. I would do it with that group again because we were so great together. But if I'm not with that group, I probably wouldn't do an escape room again because, again, I'm not really good at riddles. I'm not really good at riddles. Puzzles, kind of okay-ish. But overall, like, it was a good experience. We'll do it again with that group. And maybe another group if another group of friends asked me to do it, I would probably do it again. But, like, me setting up, like, a friends outing to go to an escape room, wouldn't do personally, because again, I'm not big on trivia or clue, like things that are more right-brained. But like I said before, like if you are more right-brained and things like in that accord, I think you will do a fantastic job at a escape room. If you're more left-brained, more logical, know how to solve things, an escape room would be perfect for you by yourself if the escape room is that very difficult, right? Because there's different levels. There's like easy, intermediate, hard. And for me personally, as a right brain person, even the easy I would fail, because the harder it is, the more people is needed. That I remember seeing, like, an easy, you could have one or two people do it, and I'm like, if this is an easy one, I still would fail. Because again, I am right-brained, I'm more creative, I'm not very with the logic, I wouldn't get it. I'm like, 2, 3, 5, I don't, like, I, like, there's, like, codes in some of them, and I'm like, which code, which order, like, so for me, personally, like, even the easy one, if someone's like, oh, would you do an easy escape room? No. By yourself, I'm like, no, I would never do an escape room by myself. No. But overall, very fun time. Would do it with a group of friends again. Would never do it by myself. But that's all I have for you guys today. I love you guys. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.